As people wait for news on the further easing of restrictions, there was a rise in COVID cases yesterday. 617 new infections were recorded, with schools and workplaces responsible for a significant part of that increase. Some counties have a disproportionate number of new infections. Apart from Dublin, there were substantial rises in Donegal, Offaly, Kildare and Meath. There were 176 people in hospital yesterday, 48 of whom were in intensive care. Dr. Dennis McCauley is chair of the Irish Medical Organisation's GP Committee and he's on the line. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
From what you and other GPs are seeing at the moment, what's your overall assessment of the situation?
I think the overall assessment is as the Chief Medical Officer said yesterday, I think it is clear that there's a vaccination effect, but it's happening, you know, more in the hospital still. I think the rates are steady in the actual community, and I've always maintained recently that this is primarily due to the good actions of the Irish people. I think that the rates have remained very steady, and I think that's to do with people doing what they're supposed to do. I think they're not coming down any lower because the variant is still the variant and it is more infectious. So I think that, unfortunately, as is usual, something odd is happening in the northwest. I think that there's an issue with the border and North Donegal, and I think that's why the rate in Derry is the same as the rate in North Donegal. But there's a problem. The rate in Derry is double the rate that is there in the rest of Northern Ireland, and it's double the rate, and the rate in Donegal is double the rate in the rest of Ireland. But one is a vaccinated population. They're vaccinating. They're over 30s now, and in Donegal we're not as vaccinated, so there is a risk there.
The vaccination rate in the south has gathered pace, we know that, but it's still not where many hoped it would be. Do you believe that the government targets can be met?
I do, yes. I think the vaccination programme, as your previous commentator said, is going well. We're along the European average. We're doing as well as we can. I think that if you compare us with Denmark, the only difference is they got extra Pfizer. So we're actually, I think we should be pleased. The infrastructure and the people are working hard. As soon as we get vaccine, we're actually giving it. We gave up to 500 vaccines on Thursday because we were actually happy to do that. So I think that the GPs are continuing to be a major contributor. Hopefully that will sort of end soon once we've finished vaccinating the medical vulnerable, and then the vaccination will be taken over by the regional vaccination centres then. But I think we are doing a very good job. We keep looking at the UK, but I think we are catching. I think there is going to be the issue with the Johnson & Johnson issue, but I think that has been slightly helped by the fact we've got our hands on 500,000 more vaccines.
Where do you stand then on lengthening the gap between doses of those other vaccines, the Pfizer, BioNTech and Moderna?
I suppose there's two things I would say. One is that I think that the medically vulnerable, I think, should be, I think ethically and from a medical context, we should continue with the one month issue there. I think that is important, but I think we have to look at the modelling. I think that, you know, we're not that far away from the amount of vaccines that we had set out to reach the target of 80% by June. So I think what we have to do is two factors really. I think the medically vulnerable should have that gap because they have been, particularly the group four, they have been acting like the people over 70. They have been avoiding the world for the last year. And I think to give them the vaccine bonus of being able to go out into the world, you know, sooner is ethically right. But I think then you have to look at the modelling to see what actual difference it would actually make. I think the last commentator you had, hopefully will get people to have confidence in the actual vaccination programme. We're doing well, but nothing against that confidence more than a bit of confusion and change. So I think the modelling would have to be very clear and very obvious before I would do it, because I think, you know, the AstraZeneca decision last week, I think there is, people are beginning to sort of say, well, yeah, we are getting there. So any change has to be shown to be very obviously a good idea.
Obviously, as a GP, and you know, including your fellow GPs as well, you're dealing with more than COVID. Can I ask, have you noticed a rise in the number of people whose mental health is being affected by this? Because we've had 4 hard months of lockdown now.
I think undoubtedly. I think there's, everybody's talking about long COVID, but I think one of the specialties that will be experiencing this in the long term will be the actual psychiatric services. I think you have to visualise people. There's certain people who are generally anxious, and they have been, this whole time has been very stressful for them, and their actual support structures have not been there. They haven't been able to get reassurance from other people. And then there's people who just thrive on actual company and so forth. So on a very simplistic level, that is an issue. But yes, people are tired, but also they're anxious, and they are actual depressed. And I think that it will be one of the long COVID features that we will be treating, even when the lockdown is eased somewhat. It will take a long time for the effect of the lockdown to sort of dissipate for these people. So it has been very difficult for them.
Looking at the HSE briefing yesterday, they were talking about the rise in the number of people going to emergency departments, and I note that there's a particular problem in Limerick, but then there often is in the emergency department there. Are you seeing other patients, people with other problems or concerns, returning to your office?
Yes, remember that general practice has been essentially open. We have, I think, except for the 2 very bad surges that we had, one in January, February, just one in January, and similarly, there was a surge, particularly in Donegal in October. General practice has tried to remain open, and the face-to-face we have face-to-face consultations every day now. We just essentially, our phone triaging is very limited to people who have respiratory issues. So we're seeing, you know, we're seeing people with the normal things again, but naturally the footfall is down still. But I think that's mainly a COVID effect. People are going out less, and so therefore they're going to their GP less for minor things. But we are encouraging everybody with anything that they're worried about to go and see their actual GP, and it will invariably involve a face-to-face consultation if they are worried.
Dr. Dennis McCauley, thanks indeed for joining us on Morning Ireland. Dennis McCauley there, who's chair of the IMO's GP Committee.